I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Okay, the goal of this video is to tell you the two things that you need to focus on in order to be able to charge 500% more than other people. And I'm going to give you an analogy to kind of help illustrate this point. And we're going to talk about how to apply the analogy to web design. And then we're also going to talk about where web designers tend to kind of fall off the rails a little bit and kind of have this self-sabotaging problem accidentally, you know, without even knowing it. So here's the deal. We've kind of hit the bottom of pricing when it comes to web design. And I think pretty much everybody knows it, right? I was just looking at I see these Facebook ads sometimes that I click through, and I saw one for Ripple Pop. Have you ever seen Ripple Pop? It's a company. I think they're based out of Chicago, and they will it's kind of a way to hire like a fully vetted WordPress developer for like $20 an hour. And so obviously the developer's not even getting all $20, right? So it's like, how can you make a living like that? Like if you're a fully vetted WordPress developer and you're making what, like $15 an hour, like how are you supposed to live like that? And so what's better than that? That's like minimum wage, right? Like everybody wants a $15 an hour minimum wage. So that's like as little as you can possibly get. So that's like rock bottom. And the problem with it is we've hit a point now where web design is really marketing. It's not software development. It's not graphic design. It's not branding, really. Although you might throw some branding and graphic design into the mix. The problem is all the services are just, they're just commodities, right? So like, if somebody hasn't hired you yet, they don't already know that you're better than everyone else, right? So it's like, what are they supposed to use as a measuring stick to determine whether they should hire you or not? And most of the time people say, oh, it's my portfolio, oh, it's my list of services, oh, it's my customer support or whatever. It's like all of these things are just commodities. And we've already talked about how you can't win with a portfolio. Like if you've got a portfolio, there's no way that your portfolio is going to be as robust as all the templates that you can get on Wix or all the different pre-made sites that you can kind of pull from if you were going to build a Squarespace site. Right? Like they've got hundreds and hundreds of design templates for every imaginable business sector, every niche or whatever. It's like your portfolio is never going to be able to compete with that. And so if just getting a good, nice looking design that's kind of in the same flavor as whatever market the client is in is the goal, you can't win that, right? So then you think, okay, well, what am I supposed to do instead? Well, a lot of people think, oh, well, better customer service, or I really care, or something like that. Is, you know, some kind of a better customer experience tends to be where people try to kind of leverage things. And that helps, right? So that might be able to take a $1,500 website and turn it into a $2,000 website because people like you, right? Because you have a better packaging, better customer service, stuff like that. And that will help. But it won't take a $2,000 website and turn it into a $10,000 project. Like, because people think, well, websites just don't cost that much. Websites don't cost $10,000. Which of course is true. Like people don't think that, you know, but if you look at, go to doublestack.net, look at the homepage and you'll see a gigantic five family figure board, like all the people that we've been working with, all of whom are landing clients over $10,000. That's how you get one of these trophies. You land a $10,000 client, I mail you this $10,000 five figure family award. So yes, obviously clients do pay $10,000 and up for web design, but it's not just web design, right? There's other things into the mix. So let's talk about what else goes into the mix. And let me give you an analogy. And the analogy is, what do you do if you want to sell $5 worth of apples for $25, right? Because we're kind of in a point now where web design is sort of just like apples. It's like you can just go to the store and get some for pretty cheap. So an apple costs about 62 cents. Like if you don't know, don't do much about apples. I don't know a lot about apples, but I know enough to know that you can buy one apple for about 60, 65, 62, somewhere, you know, something like that, 62 cents. So that means you can get about 8 apples for $5. Well, what do you do if you want to sell your $5 worth of apples for $25? You can't just bump the price up, right? You can't do that. You can bump it up a little bit, right? You can say, let me provide better packaging, like, you know, like a gift package, a gift box or something like that, like a fruit basket for Christmas or something. You know, you can package up the apples a little bit fancier and you can charge a little bit more. You can provide a better kind of customer experience, you know, like home delivery or overnight shipping or something like that. You know, that might bump things up, but you're not going to sell a 62-cent apple for $5, right? And or $5 worth of apples for $25, because there's just a limit as to what people are going to pay for an apple, because at the end of the day, it's just an apple, you can get it for cheaper. And the same thing is true when you try to get your web design pricing up into something that's unreasonably high in the minds of people that are just shopping for websites, right? So you have to convert it. You have to convert it to something better. So if you have $5 worth of apples and you want to sell it for $25, make an apple pie, right? So, you know, throw in a couple of extra ingredients, apply your skills and expertise and produce the apple pie. And now you can sell homemade apple pies for $25 all day long, right? People buy that. Like, you can even Google it. In fact, I did Google it just to make sure that I was kind of telling you the right stuff. If you get like a 9-inch apple pie homemade, it's like $25. But what goes into the pie? Well, about $5 worth of apples and maybe $1 worth of other ingredients, flours and sugars and stuff, right? So you're basically 500% more expensive because you took the apples and turned them into an apple pie. So how do you do that? And why would somebody spend five times more on the pie? Well, it comes down to two reasons. The first reason is convenience. They don't want to build the pie themselves, right? They just want it and they want it now. The second reason you buy the pie is because of the result. Because even if you did buy the pie and you did, or even if you did bake it yourself and you spent a couple hours shopping for the ingredients and prepping and cleaning up and all the stuff, the result would probably be worse anyway. It probably wouldn't taste as good or look as good as if you just bought this professionally made pie. And everybody knows that, which is why people buy apple pies for $25, but they're only willing to spend $5 on the apples themselves. So that's what you need to apply to web design. So take the same idea of creating this apple pie, but apply it to web design with those two exact same things. Convenience, so that the client doesn't have to do anything themselves, and results, so that it looks better and tastes better and drives better business results, right, for their business, better than what they would get themselves. So those are the two things, convenience and results. Now, here's where web designers tend to go wrong. They don't think about those two things. Instead, they think, well, how can I keep the price low so that everyone can still afford my services in the context of these really, really inexpensive alternatives? And my strong encouragement to you is don't go that route. Don't compete on price. Compete on something other than price. Compete on convenience and compete on results. Do those two things. So here's how this tends to play out. A lot of times what will happen is web designers will teach the client how to do some stuff, right? They'll teach the client, here's how to manage your own website, or here's how to post to social media yourself, or here's how to maybe even build your own website from scratch. Let me just kind of give you a lesson on how to do everything, and you can do all of it yourself. And now it's still cheap, but there's also no convenience because they have to do it all themselves. And there's no results because obviously if you did it for them, they would get much better outcomes than if they did it themselves because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to get the good page load speeds and, you know, the mobile responsiveness and all the other things that you've spent your career building up the skills to do. They don't know how to do that. And you can't teach them how to do it in a few minutes, right? That's why you've spent years perfecting that skill set. But this is where most people go wrong. And it's the same idea as if you said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to sell you this $25 apple pie because it's too expensive. Nobody wants to spend $25 when they could just spend $5 on apples. So let me teach you how to build the apple pie. So now you're basically selling recipes. You know how much an apple pie recipe cost? Free. Rock bottom zero. So you're devaluing. So even if you are a gourmet chef, you can still find a really good apple pie recipe for free on the internet, right? So like, don't go that route because you'll end up in the same place where recipes are, where it's just flat out free, right? So that's devaluing yourself even further by trying to get the client to learn how to do something themselves because you blow both of the two value prospects. You're blowing the convenience and you're blowing the results. So if you want to get the price up significantly, like 5 to 10 times higher than everybody else. Because, and I'm not even joking about the 5 to 10 times. It's like, that's legit. So like most people sell websites for like $1,500. Like that's kind of the going rate for a website. We normally sell projects for $15,000. which is why I mail these trophies to people. So if you're going to charge like 10 times more or even just 5 times more, you're going to have to leverage the convenience and the results in order to bring this whole thing together. You're going to have to sell apple pies. You're never going to be able to get just the raw ingredients, just the apples or whatever, up to those price points. Now, it's hard, right? So I'm not trying to say, oh, it's easy. Just go do this and there it's all finished now and you've got it. It's hard. It's a hard thing to think about. And we talk about this a lot. We talk about solution first marketing all the time. And this is what I'm talking about with solution first marketing. So like apple pies, you've got the solution first. So when you have the solution of an apple pie, then you can market the benefits and how awesome the pie is, right? So if all you've got are the apples and you don't have the pie yet, then you just have to market the apples. And that's going to cause two problems. Problem number one is everybody thinks apples are cheap and they're not going to spend $25 on one apple. And problem number two is people that are shopping for apples probably don't even want the apple pie. You see what I mean? It's like, if I'm going around and think, oh man, I'm kind of hungry, I better get a quick snack or whatever to kind of, you know, tide me over before dinner or whatever, then I'm not going to want to buy a whole apple pie. I just want to spend 62 cents and get an apple, right? And even if there were an apple pie right next to the apple, I still wouldn't get it because I'm not looking for it. So if you market yourself based on just the stuff that you do, just the web design, social media, SEO, hosting and maintenance, you know, if you just market those raw services, you're going to have clients that expect cheap prices and you're going to be devaluing yourself over and over. Like nobody's going to spend the higher ticket price points that you want. And then you just get to the point where you have almost nothing, right? You get down to basically zero, like the free recipes, if you try to teach people how to do this stuff on their own. So the reason it's hard though, is because you have to think, well, what are my interests? What are my skill sets? How can I apply all of these skill sets to a particular industry that I really feel like I could serve really well? Like how do I discover a hole in an industry that I can fill with my talents so that I can actually provide those two things, so that I can provide much more convenience and much better results? Because if you're providing those two things, you can get one of these trophies. You can charge 5 to 10 times what you would otherwise be charging if you weren't doing those two things. And this is literally the whole reason that I put the Double Stack program together, because it's really, really hard to get the kind of clarity to do all of this stuff by yourself. It's a lot easier to be able to bounce some ideas around with other people, to kind of see what other people are doing, so you can kind of take those ideas and apply it to your own, you know, markets and niches, so that you can, you know, I've been doing this almost 20 years now. I started doing this in 2002, and like I can help you with it. Like I can say, hey, like based on our first conversation where we figure out like what are your skill sets and what are your interests and, you know, what types of markets might you be interested in and so forth, we can take that kind of raw data set and say, hey, wouldn't it be great if you were working with, and we can kind of fill in the blanks together, and like we can put our heads together and say, based on your skill set, this is how we can fill a new hole that's a real opportunity in this particular industry. And now you're providing much better convenience to the people in that space and dramatically better results than if people were just shopping around for cheap websites. And so the truth is, especially right now, after we're coming out of this pandemic and everybody's trying to get back online and get their businesses rolling again, the truth is there's tons and tons of business owners that are chomping at the bit for online marketing. But they also believe that if they just buy a cheap website, it's not going to do anything for them, right? So they're willing to pay for results, but if they're not going to get the results, they're not willing to pay. So we're really at a fork in the road where you have to make a decision. Either decision number one is you just keep devaluing yourself to the point where you basically become worthless, like an apple pie recipe on the internet or something, or you go the other route and you go the solution first marketing route, where you actually come up with a solution that you know is going to be helpful first. Then you present that solution to the people in the market that you've targeted, and now you're providing much better convenience, much better results, right? Convenience is key. I mean, it sounds kind of like a easy to understand concept. Well, of course, if it's more convenient, it's better, but it's more than that. It's much more than that. Like most of my clients tend to be like in health and wellness and like doctors and functional medicine doctors, concierge medicine practices and stuff like that. And like those, you can't get in touch with my clients unless you have like a special in, right? They're just so busy doing other things. So like, for example, if I've got to reach out to one of the doctors that I'm working with, I basically have their private text message number where I can send them a text and that's it. It's like, they're not going to like log into WordPress. They're not going to log into their Google My Business account. They're not going to answer email. They're not going to do anything. They're too busy. And so if they're going to be able to get results, it's going to be from you. So that's why the convenience part is so critical to all of this. And then, of course, you can't just be willy-nilly sitting around hoping that they tell you the right stuff to do, right? So this is a leadership role that you're taking in their business with regard to their online marketing. And so you're not sitting around waiting for your client to say, oh, yeah, can you post this to social medias for us? Oh, and we need this quick update to the website. Can you do that for us? And wouldn't it be great if we had a better brand? Can you make us a new logo or whatever? You're not waiting around for those things. Instead, you've come up with a solution first. You know what works. And now you're saying, hey, if you want to get better results for your business, these are the things we need to do. And so you're bringing, like, you're acting like a consultant who also has the ability to implement the things that you're consulting about along the way. And when you do it that way, you can literally charge 5 to 10 times what you're currently charging, and you don't even have to learn anything new. You just take what you've got and just package it in this solution first concept, and boom, that's huge, because now you've got convenience, you got results. So the reason it's hard to do this on your own is because it's kind of like you're inside the bottle trying to read the label that's on the outside. And if you're very difficult to read the label from inside the bottle. But when somebody comes along and they can see with an outside perspective, then you can get way faster results. I mean, don't you feel like, haven't you ever had a situation where you're like, oh yeah, I always know exactly what to do for my clients. Like when somebody hires me, I come in, I've got clarity. I know exactly how to consult with them. I know exactly what the strategy should be. It's crystal clear in my mind, but I can't do it for myself. Like when it comes to my own business and my own marketing, I really get stuck. And that's because when you're going into someone else's business, they're inside the bottle and you're on the outside and you can read the label really easy. But when it's yourself, you're inside your own bottle and you need to be around some other people, can bounce some ideas around, and somebody can read the label from outside your bottle. And that's the whole point of being part of this community is, you know, come on, let's figure this out, which is why I offer free consultation calls. We get on the phone for like 45 minutes and really get clarity on exactly how this is going to work for you. So if this sounds good, head on over to doublestack.net/call and let's set up one of those calls. So pick a time that's going to work for you. I'll call you at the time that you select and we'll really dive into this together so that we can figure out how you can charge 5 times more without having to learn anything new, right? And then of course, we'll even go do better than that. If you do want to learn some new stuff too, I'll help you with that as well, like funnels and landing pages and how to write better copy that converts and what should your email subject be to get your clients to open the emails and stuff like that. It's like right now, one of the things that I think is really cool about the way that we do the email marketing in DoubleStack is like last week I sent out an email, it had like a 52% open rate, which is unheard of. It's like 52%, more than half of the list opened the email on the first email, not even a follow-up. So it's like, how do you get stats like that? How do you get people to open up that? Because I think most people say, hey, if you can get your open rate up to like 20%, you're doing good, right? And so we like more than double that. And so why don't you kind of develop that skill set that you can apply that to your client's business too? And now, boom, you're doing email marketing. And we'll talk again later about other services you can offer. I think email marketing is a huge one for web design. Save that for another day. But let's talk about it. Let's see, well, how can we package all this stuff together and basically make apple pies, right? So head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time that works for you. There's a little application to fill out afterwards so that I can get some information about your business and your skills and what your interests are and just kind of where you're coming from so I can prepare for the call. So fill that out too. And then I'll call you at the time you select and we'll dive into it for free for like 45 minutes. And at the end of the call, you're going to come away with some clarity as to exactly how you should be packaging all of this stuff, how you can provide convenience and results for your clients, you know, what the pricing should be, what to say on your website, how to present all of this stuff without sounding exactly like everybody else. We'll talk about all of that on the actual call itself. And then if you want my help implementing some of the things we talk about, we can kind of go into that too. If you don't want my help, that's totally fine too. The whole point though is, how can we get you into a situation where you're increasing your rates by like 500% rather than going the other route where you're just becoming worthless, right? Because it's still the same skills. It's a matter of marketing and positioning so that you can get more convenience for your clients and better results for your clients. You do those two things and you're charging 5 to 10 times more than everybody else. So head on over to doublestack.net/call and let's get on the phone and figure this thing out for you. It's going to be awesome. All right, I'll see you there.